Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria en Emalahleni 27, Johannesburg 25, Polokwane 29 grade.
Got a crash on the N1 northbound, happened before the N4 Emalahleni exit. And we've also got, Eland's Park. Rand Airport Road closed between Van den Heerford Road and the N3 on ramp, and that's due to protest action.
Elektrisiteitsminister Goseens Ramagopa sê vordering word gemaak met die implementering van die energieaksieplan. Hy het vandag die jongste besonderhede bekend gemaak oor die land se kragnetwerk. Dit kom terwyl ons nou in die 6ste agtereen volgende week is van geen beerkrag nie.
So we have recovered in percentage terms 5 percentage points over a period of the same period in April and the comparable period this year in April. So again, you don't earn and recover that 5 percentage points suddenly.
City Power sê herstelwerk aan die M1 brug duur voort. Dit volg na verlede week se brand. Dit het ook in kragonderbrekings ontaard. Talle gebiede in Johannesburg is geraak, woordvoerder Isaac Mangena.
Johannesburg Emergency Services has also embarked on a process of clearing the residual smoke and other gas toxins underneath the tunnels and providing clean air ventilation to allow our teams to basically commence with their work. Once the water has been cleared along with the oil, the rubble and other toxins, the team will go underground to assess the extent of the damage caused by the fire on the electricity infrastructure. This outcome will determine the estimated time when power will be restored.
Die metaalwerkersvakbond NUMSA het die 2 jaar loonooreenkoms verwelkom wat in die passasiersbussektor bereik is. Die ooreenkoms sluit verhogings op basiese salarisse van 5% vir vanjaar en 6,5% volgende jaar, NUMSA woordvoerder Pakamile Hlubi Majola.
This agreement is a reminder of why trade unions play an important role in improving the conditions for workers and their families. Besides securing across-the-board wage increases, we also finally secured the burning demand for bosses to contribute to primary health care cover for workers. Negotiating better conditions and wages for workers is at the heart of the work that NUMSA does.
Die voormalige adjunk-president David Mabuza sê 'n tugproses teen oud-president Jacob Zuma is 'n hartseer tydperk in die ANC se geskiedenis. Hy het op 'n veldtog in Tshwane gepraat.
It is a sad chapter. It is the decision of the former president to leave the ANC. Whatever the reasons, you can't blame him. Now, the ANC will follow its own processes to discipline members and all of us are equal before the ANC.
Die ANC het intussen die tug voor uitgestel. Vir meer besoek checkaroundfm.com en klik op news. En teen slotte. So wat 1,6 miljoen aanhangers het 'n gratis konsert van Madonna in Brasilia bygewoon. Die vertoning was die laaste konsert op die 65-jarige se Celebration Tour. Die tour het 80 vertonings regdeur Europa en Noord-Amerika ingesluit. Ek is Chanel September, our top story at this hour. Electricity Minister Goseens Ramagopa says progress is being made in implementing the Energy Action Plan.
I thought it was amazing, right? There you go. 65 years old and she's playing for 1.6 million people.
Amazing.
In Rio de Janeiro. And I'm thinking, well, here's a world first. And then I go check it out. Oh, no, the Rolling Stones did that. The Peppers did that. About 6 different bands have pulled in more than 1 million people down at Rio de Janeiro. That is just unbelievable, huh? And it's the end of her Celebration World Tour, as Chanel's telling you. It's part of her Greatest Hits World Tour. Now wraps up. How much money? Huh?
Millions.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Multi-millions. Hey, but that was nothing. You know, millions of 1.6 million people thronging the Copacabana beaches, etc. Barney and I did a gig on Saturday in Bedford View that was almost as big. So, you know, what's the big deal?